Secretary, please call the roll.
Onstead, Ackerman, Alquist, Ashburn, Batten, Calderon, Sedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, DeChaney, Dutton, Flores, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Kehoe, Kuehl, Lowenthal, Machado, Maldonado, Marquette, McClintock, Migdon, Negrete McLeod, Oropeza, Padilla, Parada, Riley Thomas, Romero, Runner, Scott, Simidian, Steinberg, Torlakson, Vincent, Wiggins, Weiland, Yee.
We do not have a quorum. Sergeants can get one more, then we'll just, yes. Would the members and our guests beyond the rail in the gallery please rise? We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, after which time, please remain standing. We will be led in our Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Negrete McLeod.
Good morning. Let us pray. God of peace, God of strength, guide our path today with your light. Help us to see where you lead and show us how to serve those you would have us serve. Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Privileges of the floor. Seeing none, Senator Batten. Did you, yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to do a couple things. First, we need to invoke the Constitution. Mr. President, there's a request at the desk requesting permission to invoke the Constitution. This request was approved by the Rules Committee, and I urge your adoption of the resolution.
Secretary, please read the resolution.
Mr. Secretary, I request that pursuant to Article 4, Section 8A of the Constitution, Senate Bill 41 may be heard in committee and acted upon by the Senate before 30 calendar days have elapsed since introduction, at that Joint Rule 55 be suspended to permit such hearing and action prior to being in print for 30 days.
Senator Batten.
Have we read the bill three times on the floor?
Or third time? I'm sorry. But count slowly and then maybe we'll get to 30. Please call the roll.
Onstead.
Aye.
Aye. Ackerman.
Aye.
Aye. Alquist. Ashburn.
Aye.
Aye. Batten.
Aye.
Aye. Calderon. Sedillo, Cogdill, aye, Corbett, Correa, aye, Cox, aye, Denham,
aye,
DeChaney, Dutton, aye, Flores, aye, Harmon, aye, Hollingsworth, aye, Kehoe, Kuehl, Lowenthal, Machado, aye, Maldonado. Aye, Marquette. Aye, McClintock. Aye, Migdon. Aye, Negrete McLeod. Aye, Oropeza. Aye, Padilla. Aye, Parada. Aye, Ridley Thomas. Romero. Aye, Runner. Aye, Scott. Simidian. Aye, Steinberg. Aye, Torlakson. Aye, Vincent. Aye, Wiggins. Aye, Weiland. Aye, Yee. Aye. Lowenthal? Aye.
Alquist?
Aye.
Senator Batten, you might want to explain to people what we're doing.
Sadil, aye.
Senator Batten.
Thank you, Mr.
Scott,
President.
Aye.
Ayes 34, no 0. Measure is passed. Constitution is invoked. Yeah, just people looking puzzled.
I know it's been so long since we've actually done a bill on the floor. Members, SB 41 is a bill I'd like to bring in front of the House, which allows the United Way and Hemet to give money to the families of the five firefighters that were killed in the Esperanza fire that was in my district. It is, as the United Way found out, it would actually put their nonprofit status in jeopardy if they were to give money directly to a named party. So it literally has taken a change in federal law, which Mary Bono took care of on the federal side, and the Congress passed and the President signed. And also because our law mirrors that, the federal tax code, then we have to change it on the state side as well. That is the gist of it. I know the bill is actually not in front of the House at the moment, but I'll ditto that when I can
Thank you.
Present on the bill.
So now we're at, without reference, to file SB 41. Read the resolution, please.
The following resolution was offered by Senator Batten, that Senate Bill 41 presents a case of urgency, as that term is used under Article 4, Section 8B of the Constitution, and the provision of that section requiring that the bill be read on three several days in each House is hereby dispensed with, and is ordered that said bill be read the second and third times and placed upon its passage.
And without objection, we will substitute the previous roll call. Ayes 34, no 0. Please read the bill for the second time.
Senate Bill 41, an act relating to taxation, to take effect immediately, tax levy.
And the third time.
Senate Bill 41, an act relating to taxation, to take effect immediately, tax levy.
Senator Batten.
Thank you again, Mr. President. I just told the House pretty much the gist of the bill. Just one other footnote. There is a technical amendment, I am told, this morning that we need. We have no objections to it. Senator Oppeza is going to address that in just a second. We will take that over in the Assembly. Time is of the essence here. The United Way wanted to get this money, and by the way, the money was all raised locally. We're not giving the taxpayers money to them. They wanted to give it to the families for the Christmas holidays, but we couldn't because we were not in session. And these families are still suffering, and they really need to be able to get the money, which the local community raised is about $1.3 million at last count, to the five families that were killed in the firefighters killed in the line of duty. I'd ask for your aye vote. And if anyone would like to co-author it, just let us know, and when we take that amendment, we'll take all the co-authors too.
Anybody not want to co-author this?
So should we just add the Senate on when we, okay.
Yeah, we'll do it on the other side.
We'll take the amendment.
Senator Oropeza?
Colleagues, just to say the amendment is indeed technical. I just wanted to assure the House that Senator Batten indeed is correct. We have been working, the committee has been working closely with his staff on this bill. It is indeed very necessary, and we fully support it moving forward with any kind of hearings of any kind, and think that the urgency is indeed overdue, and we're very pleased that it's moving forward now quickly so that the people in need get the aid as soon as possible.
Any further discussion? Without objection, we'll take our unanimous roll call. Ayes 36, no 0. Measure is adopted, and we ask for immediate transmittal to the Assembly, at which time your names will be added as co-authors. Anything further? God bless you. Oh, God bless you. Oh. You should stay home if you're sick, because you just infect the rest of us. Don't forget that on Monday we're going to check in because we have ethics training, which will be an apt substitute for the torture of the floor. That's at 1 o'clock in the State Library, room 500. That is also mandatory. It's not optional. And without objection, we will stand in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We will reconvene a week from today at 9 a.m., and we are adjourned.